I want to do the last Mickey Kimmel of the day. I hope all, or at least most of you, have learned through the Gemara. I'll actually explain the Gemara for those of you who are not up to it, but those of you who learned know that the sugya doesn't have that much to do with Hilchos Pesach and Chametz Umatzah, so let's see. I will not finish by 12. Vayomer Yehuda, Shtei Chametz, Tanei Tana Kamed Rav Yehuda, Al Gad Itzavah. So there are two good stories. One guy here says, Al Gad Itzavah, where's Al Gad Itzavah? You have to know that around the Beis HaMikdash, it was sort of bleachers. It's not clear. It sounds like from Chazal, it was only two rows of seats. But it went all the way around. And that was the Itzavah. And it had a roof over it to protect people from the sun. So the first shot is Agad Yitzvah, that it was on the benches, on the seats. So the Gemara says, he was hiding them. He wanted people to see it. To me, Agad Yitzvah learned, it was on the roof, that everyone could see it. Amar Rechav, Amar Yehuda, Har Habayis, Tav Kafal Haya. Habayis was a double, it was encircled double. Tain Amihachi, Har Habayis, Tav Kafal Haya. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Stavnes Hayis Niklas, Stav Lefnim Nistav, Is Stav. A double row of seats all around. And that's where they used to put this, the Chal. What? Are we switching? No, to me it means that the proper one is Al-Gad Yitzvah. Sulas. A mic Sulas. Okay, they used to put Chalais Taiga that were puffle. So the Gemara is going to have now, you could call it three or four chapters. I was thinking about that. How many people could see it? I picture it that they were all buildings that were one story tall. There were no two, so maybe there were a few two story buildings. There were no tall buildings. If there are no tall buildings, then it's not something that can be seen from many places. Right? Maybe people went up to the roof. They would go to look for it. The question is if that field of vision, if they could see it. There's only one, could be it was all around. Did everyone see the there's only one. Well, it could be had many, but it was on the Gagates of us. And when the guy ate the bug, and that's Harization. The Gemara says that there were two parts in Harization. You could see Harization from many parts of Yerushalayim, but not from all of Yerushalayim.
They also
were two parts,
very small.
Huh?
Very small. How far away can you see them?
I mean, in fact, the bread was small. Okay. I wasn't there. I don't know. I hear. Okay. Well, no, it makes no sense to put it on the garbage. It doesn't make sense. Why put it on the garbage? Put it on the garbage. Sulas. A mic Sulas. Why? I'll tell you one thing. When you'll see it, you'll say, oh, that's how it is. You know, a lot of things, when you see it, things, that makes sense. And when you see it, you say, oh, that now makes sense. A lot of things going. What's the question here? The Taida, first of all, you have to know a cloud. That there's no carbon yachid that it was chametz, except for the Taida. Now, as we learn all about Menachis and all kinds of things, there's a Mishnah in Menachis that says, a carbon yachid for chametz puts in the carbon tiber. And the carbon sieber, there was no carbon sieber that was chametz except for the shealechem. The shealechem that came on Shavuos. Those were the only two things that were chametz. Otherwise, there was an issue to bring chametz on the Zeh. So, it's a bit amazing. So the only things that were found, even the lechem apanim that they put every week on the shulchan, and also it was matzah. It wasn't lechem. It wasn't chametz. It was also matzah. We'll see you later if you're leaving. You can be yaitzeh with that. I feel it's matzah the night of Pesach. So that's a klal you should remember. When I was in yeshiva in the dorm, and they used to go around, they always go around from the Shnayas to somebody Swayshim or something. So I always took the same assessor. And it took for a while, it took Svachim, and then for a while it took my nothing. So if you went through the Shnayas just to be Yaitzah for even Ishmael, she said, don't remember too much. But if you keep on doing it a bunch of times, the same assessor, eventually, a couple of things ring a bell. So I remember that with the Mishnah, I think it was from the Rafa. It's more sense of Svachim. But it said this cloud, that there's no chametz except for the taida by a yachid and except for the shei lechem by a tziva. So that's why here we're talking about the shei lechem, the shmuris, they didn't have a paper time. The only chametz they had was the taida. So they took two pasula loaves from the taida and they put it on the tziva. So the Gemara says, I'm actually right. I'm Reb Chanina, Yitesha Yomuluba is the solid believer. Since there were many, they became possible leaders. Since people are Lavega, and they have brought that Taida, you have to know, they brought a carbon Taida. Every time someone today ventures Zaymo, they brought a carbon Taida. It was an expensive thing to get into a car accident, get to buy an animal and a couple of, groceries to ride. So every time that we bench Zaymo, they would bring a carbon Taida. So there were many. And the Taida you don't have to bring right away, it gets up to 3 regalim to bring it. So when they were the red belt, they brought the carbon titers. They had many. So the Solis Bolina, some would become possible Bolina. It's a lot of bread, 40 loaves, and you got to get eaten up in a Yehva Laila the rest of that day and the following night. So, the Tanya. Ain't the entire Bechag HaMatzah is the Nechama Shabbat. Now, what's the Havanina? That ain't the entire Bechag HaMatzah means on Pesach itself. The Nechama Shabbat says on the Shita. Of course, you can't bring the Chametz on Pesach. Shita. Is this of Shita? I was wondering, you wrote Lachemba by Lagvaya. Really a carbon, you go with the comments on a carbon. When I'm not dishes, there's some pocket, you can cut some column. There's a man, you have a cut some column, the IC is Mama Gavaya. But you're allowed to have Shal Gavaya, you're allowed to have Chana Shal Gavaya. But the point I think is that you know it is. So in theory you can bring the Taida to the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach, but you can't be makir with it because you can't eat the bread. So you can't be makir with it, that's the kind of last statute. You can be makir with the Taida and bring the Chametz, but you won't be able to eat it. Right? So Shal Gaya and Shal Gavaya, there's no wisdom. You can't eat a Gaya's Chametz, you can't eat the Gaya's Chametz. We're talking about Erev Pesach. What's the lust of the Braisa? End of the entire the Chag HaMatzah. We say when it said end of the entire the Chag HaMatzah, that's talking about Yudalev. Not the 14th. So the Rishash wants to bring a Raya from here. There's a sheath and the Rishonim that are Ovel. Doesn't sit Shiva Erev Pesach. The Hezek and Chag. So the Rishonim wants to bring a Raya from here because it said any of the entire the Bechag HaMatzah and Hachab Yadalah Rashina. You see Yadalah is called Bechag. Because Savar Ein Levi and Kachim LeBeisach Sol. What does that mean? You're not allowed to shech the Karvan Pesach or any Karvan, the Karvan Taida, in a way that's going to bring you LeBeisach Sol. Now how's it going to bring you LeBeisach Sol? Because if you do it on Yudalid, then you're going to be in the Mayat eating. The Kuliyama before she asked the Maisimu, everyone's going to bring it the 13th, and Teshem Merubais, and Salais, believe. So why did she bring the Taida on the 14th? The day, Chametz Shabbat. She didn't bring the Taida on the 14th because it's Chametz. So why did this Chametz? I'll bring it in the morning and eat it for breakfast. But no, I'm going to be Mamayit is Manachila. That's not in the Gemara, right? If I bring it in the morning, I can eat it. But you can't, you're not allowed to accept the carbon in a manner which is going to make that you can't eat it for the full term of its normal needs. So the spark is the kashi here. And what do you mean, nechamish sheva? But ne matzah sheva. You're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach either. Because you just eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So what? But here's the kashi, you're not eating matzah on Erev Pesach either. So how can you be matzah? The carbon tied to Erev Pesach. You can't be matzah, it's nechamish sheva. What about the name matzah sheva? You're going to be reminded in the amount of time you can eat the matzah, because you'll only be allowed to eat it the following night. But you won't be able to eat it that day. It has to be Nechol Yom B'Layla. If you're going to tie on Erev Pesach, you're going to end up being reminded from this Man Achilah. That's the slack kashi. So there are a few mahalchim to answer it, but one is the Sayyid Sikh, the Sefer HaMaseches. And if you want to look at this nice piece in the Mekrai Kodesh on Pesach Elul Bay, Simon Chof Dalet, on this. What the Maheshev says is that the matzah of a taiga, are you allowed to eat, can you be yaitza achilas matzah, the night of the seder, with the matzah of a taiga? It says later in the Maheshev, I think, away that on Lamehei. So it says that you can't be yaitza with the matzah of a taiga, you can't be yaitza the seder. What's the Maheshev? Why can't you eat Masa Erev Pesach? Because you have to be waiting to eat it at night. So you know that you have to eat it by day. For such Masa, which you can't be yikes the Mitzvah's Masa at night by the Seder with, that you're already there at Erev Pesach. Understand? The Lachmi Tezah, which you can't be yikes the mitzvah of the Seder with that matzah, so that type of matzah you're not eating on Erev Pesach. And his raya is, Tosfos in the beginning of Arei Tzav, he says, that on Erev Pesach, the Mishnah says, Erev Pesach achar mincha, you're not allowed to eat a seder. On Erev Pesach echar mincha. So the Tosfos asks, what do you mean? You can't eat anything anyway. You all know what a Pesach is like. You can't eat anything. How much you can't eat? Because they're a Pesach. Matzah you can't eat because they're a Pesach. The Pesach says, well, what do you mean you can't eat in an infallible neighbor? Pesach's answer is no. It means Matzah Ashira. Egg matzah. Matzah Ashira, which is a matzah that you're not going to the Seder with, has to be like a mighty. So that's what allowed to eat at a Pesach. Just, and I'm in for the Maiva, the last few hours, you know how to eat it, you should eat at night with Hayyam. But Tosha says on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to eat Matzah Ashira. And I mentioned to you last week about Erev Pesach, the Shabbos, you should eat Matzah Ashira. So Maheshev says, just like you could eat Matzah Ashira, Erev Pesach, the Lachmei Taida you could eat as well, the massive part of Lachmei Taida, because you can't be yaitza with it that night. Since you can't be yaitza with it that night, you can eat on Erev Pesach. So you could eat the Lachmei Taida, a whole Erev Pesach. Some of the Lucha, you could have Teyavim. So you could have only a small amount, you could have only a Kazayim. The Teyavim is only Kadayim. The point is, the Isra of eating Masa, Erev Pesach, that is it as an apply. It's a separate Isra. Right? As far as that's concerned, so you'll really get out. The whole thing is dependent of this of Teyavah, you can get two Yisurim in Erev Pesach. One is in the Nechol HaMayla, Yishit of Teyavah. I want to get some of this, that's what the Tzach is talking about. There's two separate Yisurim. One Yisur is Yishit of Teyavah, you're not allowed to eat at the end of the day. But Matthew, you're not allowed to eat a whole Erev Pesach. So it's a Bayal HaRusach of the Beit Chamah. It's just like somebody who Bayal his Arusa, if you never see the Surah, he's Bayal his Arusa. If you can't wait for the right time, he's a man or anyone. If somebody eats matzah by day, you can't wait for the night. So they have a special matzah, so that's not by day. Most of us, I think most Yidden today, have a minute not eating from a Shredish. But most of us have a minute from a Shredish. But that's just an extension of this minute. But if not eat a Pesach, that's a halal. A Pesach, the Yayin, some say the Bible, that you're not allowed to eat night. So on that, the Maheshev says, on that is, sir, that you're allowed to eat the type of matzah you can't be yad shet time. Now this is the chiddush. What's the chiddush in matzah? Even though that tastes like matzah, right? It tastes exactly like matzah. It looks like matzah, tastes like matzah, it is matzah. But you have a technical reason why you can't be yad shet tonight. So the Makeshev wants to say that because of that, you'll have to eat it at a taste. So the writer, he himself says, it's not necessarily a right, that tastes different, Makeshev. The Shaila that the Makwai Kodesh has, nowadays, we have Chomet Sticker Masters that taste exactly the same as Pesach Sticker Masters. You know, the machine masters, the Pesach Sticker Masters, the Chomet Sticker, not only they taste the same, they're made on the same machinery, and they clean it, they capture it. Same machinery, the same way. The whole thing is exactly the same, just they don't add salt to it or whatever else they don't do. You know, they're careful to clean it out, hopefully to be in between. So they're careful, there should be no bit of dough that's there for more than 18 minutes. But for Meister, the Pesach Tikkun Masters, the Chametz Tikkun Masters, they taste the same, don't they? It's exactly the same. There's no difference between them. So the Shaila is, are you allowed to eat Chametz Tikkun Masters and Erev Pesach in the morning? Well, for those of us who have a minute for 2 weeks from Meshchaydish, are you allowed to eat Chametz Tikkun Masters? In our house, the Masters have no more Masters to have from Meshchaydish. But what about Chametz Masters? I'm sure you could eat that, for sure. But for those 2 weeks, it's the Masters. Who cares if it's Chametz? This is the Master, this is not the Father. This is the Master. The question is, what about, right, you have a meeting not the Master and the Master? What about Chomet Sticker Masters?
Well,
because
you didn't say the same as
them, it's the same as machine masters. So the same as machine masters, but should be taken. Exactly like the same as machine masters. It's the same as machine
masters. We don't need machine
masters anyway. Why? Machine masters. Because you're allowed to use machine masters on Pesach. You're allowed to use machine masters on Pesach. It's a Pesach thing. So, are you allowed to use the Chomet Sticker machine masters before me? What? No, the Mikvah Kaidah says that it's Osir, and he brings a mashah on that place. The first Amid in Albert Sachin, Taisa says that on Erev Pesach you're allowed to eat matzah ashir. That's what it's coming to tell you, that you can't eat in the middle of Lamayim. Mashah says you didn't have to say matzah ashir. Because he said matzah that was baked shalai b'shma. Matzah goyim matzah. Matzah takes shalai l'shma. You're also not yet to the same with that. All the matzahs we have have to be baked the same as matzah. So Masha says, why does places have to say matzah shiva? So I think he could have said matzah shalgai, matzah shalai l'shma. Then the Masha has karai. He says, no. Matzah that takes shalai l'shma tastes the same as regular matzah. You're not allowed to eat it out of place. That's why places says matzah shiva, it's matzah shiva. Tastes different, that's your last eat there. So the Kray Kray just says, the Raya is not like the Makesh. The Raya that an Erev Pesach, anything that tastes like Master, you're not allowed to eat. Even if there's a side reason why you can't be able to disable it. The Mela, like the Makesh says, that the Lachri Kray is an Erev Pesach, he says it's not so. And the middle of my Makesh Teres is Bafel. The Teres of the Makesh. What? In the Sefer Makesh is in the early 20th century.
Even though it tastes like
like, even though it's done, it's in the,
it's like,
even if it wasn't
done,
even if it wasn't done,
you can't eat it, but it tastes like
my Makhesha. That's right, my sister says you cannot eat it, that's the right, that's my Makhesha.
You
need
the right set
of place. The Makhesha brings places, it doesn't occur to place, it's not right, that's right. So what comes out Lamaisa? So comes out Lamaisa that even Chomet Sticker Masters you can't eat from the beginning of the Shaydus, whatever your minute is.
But people haven't been in 30 days yet. Are you still in it? Huh? One day in a
month? What? No, he doesn't read out loud, so that's for sure. Maybe he's made it that way. I don't know. When I grew up, my father's minute was from a shoulder. And the last few years, he started to be master composer. I once told him, it's not binding on me. You know, he made up a new minute here. It's not the family minute. It's not, your father adopts a new minute. It's not binding on you. At least that comes to your father. But minute you saw, you have to keep your mishpacha's minute. You have to keep your father's minute. Somebody's father starts a new minute, it's not binding on people. Somebody's father started diving into secret. You have to dive into secret. Binding on mishpacha. It's a chumrah, that is a problem. If the father takes on a chumrah, you're not bound by it. Okay. And the fun of Akhfarza, you see. Let's get back to the Gemara. Oh wait, so that's the Machetic territory, but the Slap is a different territory. Slap says, I think the Slap says it a bit silly. He says, Ein Adin Kachim Lebeis Apsol. The Din of Ein Adin Kachim Lebeis Apsol is only if you're Mamayit Seif Achilasa. It's the last time that you're allowed to eat it, you're mamayit and you're not eating, and you're unable to. For example, if you bring a tiger on the 14th and there's a chametz. So in the beginning you bring it the 14th in the morning, you can eat the chametz. But it ends, the time you're allowed to eat it ends early. It ends at Shalshishis. It ends in the middle of the day. So that's a problem with the tiger. The chametz. The matzah, what do you remind it? If you bring a carbon that's matzah on Erev Pesach, what do you remind it actually lost it? You can't eat it by day. But the following night, you could eat it. Right? That night, you could. Your remind it this man of Tchilas actually lost it. But at the end, you could eat it. The whole night, you could eat it. So Menela says there's no problem with matzah, the matzah Shabbai. Because the matzah, you remind it only the seif achila, not the chilas achila. In fact, there's no issue of any being cut from the base of soul. That's the tariff. What? So the question is, what's the logic? Yeah, what's going to make a difference? What's the answer to that? Did I see the story today? The end. And at the end, you can eat it. So then, the Vampeshea early. So I can make up for it later. What does that mean? Like people leave things for the last minute. So therefore, it's a little hard to understand. The din that ain't being cut from the base of soul, I would think of as far as, I don't know, I don't say this is what the plot means, maybe, yeah, maybe not. Are you allowed to bring a trader the last minute of the day, right before they close shop in the base of the base, ready to close shop? You know, there's somebody who runs into the store when there's no one closing, right? So, can you allow a rabbi to eat the last minute of the day, irregularly during the year, and bring a tiger? Of course you're allowed. If you bring it in the morning, you can eat it for 24 hours. If you bring it at the end of the day, you get only 1 minute a day, plus the whole night. How are you allowed to do it? You're mamayit manachilasim. Vice says that the day, the beginning of the zman, you're allowed to be mamayit. Not mechuyif to get the full zman in the beginning. At the end, you have to get the full man, but the ayah being the ma'ayah is manachim lasay. I say that there's no potato on the day, so the day is optional anyway. The day is optional, I can do it later. But the mayor, because there can be no potato on the day. The mayor, there's no problem. That's why I would think this far will be this far. So what? That's no worse than if I bring it the last minute. Now I hear it's impossible. Well, it was possible, but I didn't do it. You might not get me to want to do it. See, the problem is not a practical one. Even if you come to the base and make this, you say, being a Mayu, you show them you have 100 hungry people ready to eat. Yeah, it's a din that you can't be Mamayit. It's not that the kind of level for the kind of say, oh, you're not going to finish it. Even if you prove you can finish it, doesn't matter. It's a din that you can't be manayat man akibat. It's a halakha. So that's a chiddush there. Halakha is only the size of it, not the tzuras, isn't it? But well, the chiddush, the logic, the tzuras has man is optional anyway.
Yeah.
I think
you're
right.
You have
to find
the
right.
It's
also,
you can't
do it
that
much. You can't do it that much. You can't say that you're being
the bottle of the system. In fact, you can't say that you're being the bottle of the system. The Yadai to do it anyway. Yeah. Well, you're not being the bottle of the system. It could be the other system. But the bottom line is, you're not being the bottle of the system. You're not being the it's like,
once you do something... Yeah, it's not what you're saying. Could be. Could be, but if I want to understand the slot, I can understand it. You're saying it's not okay. But at least I can understand the slot. Slot held. That the day doesn't matter, because you can get rid of it anyway. Maybe that's his line. Can you do it in more simple, like, you can't even the question is why? Why can't you do the philosophy? So, no, but that has nothing to do with this. It's taught you that at night, you can eat it because you're dying for the mitzvah. Don't say you can eat the whole night. But you can eat it. I can't eat it the whole night. If it's the midnight, you can't eat it anymore. Or is that a problem? No, but you have a nice amount of philosophy, you can't eat it the whole night. So I'm missing. The clutch that's what I'm missing. What? No, not that. I'm not saying that.
You
don't eat it. You should just know, why don't we eat anything if the chatzayim? There's a machlekes tanoim. The chachamim hold, you keep matzah the whole night, the from Pesach the whole night till the morning. The beloved of Azariah holds, you could only eat till chatzayim laila. And if the chatzayim laila, that's the end of the non-carbon Pesach. Nobody, in other words, according to the Muslim and Azariah, you can eat the matzah till midnight, and after midnight you can come Pesach. The second after night you can eat matzah again, according to the Muslim and Azariah. Because this man is only midnight. According to the Chachamim, you don't have to eat after Kaim until the morning. You can eat all night. So say according to the Chachamim it's okay, you can eat all night. Say according to the Muslim and Azariah. We are stuck, because we try to be able to both cheeses. We try to be yaitu the Chachamim and Rebbe Lozim and Azariah. So we're still thinking how to pass it. So to be yaitu Rebbe Lozim and Azariah, we eat the Afikaimim before midnight. According to him, after midnight, you can have a party, you can eat whatever you want. But we're chayshish for the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, this man is the whole night. So according to Chachamim, if you choose to eat Afikaimim early, you can't eat anything else for the rest of his month. So it's really only the way we do it. You follow what I'm saying? What? What does that mean? For the rest of this man of the Kodesh Pesach, you have to take from the Kodesh Pesach in your mouth. Where are they learning it from? What? It's quote to everybody, but only for the duration of this man Achila. The quote of the Messiah is this man Achila till midnight. The quote of Chavit till the morning. Like, that's why the Abney Nezer has this Kabbalah, Einfeld, Abney Nezer's chaf, was that if you're running late in the Seder, you can eat the eat matzah with a tanai. If that one is like Rabbi Lozman Azariah, I'm eating it for the appetite. And then I can eat it for midnight. And if that one is like a chachamim, so I'm eating it samadha, you know, eat appetite later. That was the Abin Ezra's Aesir. So why is that an Aesir? You have to know the behind it, because the only reason we don't eat it for midnight is because we don't know who the Paschim are. But the time of the Gemara, the Manasha, you are not in the mind of the Manasha Vasai, so I do all the time, so I do all the time. What? So why here we don't die? There are exceptions to every rule, and here I'm not sure why. But then how often we're not going to vote?
You don't do that
in
terms
of what you're saying, you're going to usually it's a problem with the fourth type, though. Usually once you have the fourth, you have the fourth, no, not the fourth type. Fourth is always good for that, because sometimes it's the third type. Problem. No, third is also always good for other kinds. You're right. Yes, there's nothing wrong. It's only a problem to the other things you want to eat. You know, you're gonna, why eat it again later? You just eat it once, book a price. If you know anything else anyway, why eat it again later? How much? matter or my food? It's really not a food, that's our problem.
Why?
Because if I call you, you eat appetizer. You can eat food after that. Well, if you don't make it tonight, the second one's not the appetizer, the first one's the Okay. By the way, Ramesha didn't hold a davening every day. I don't know why. I know he told people not to do it. All right, let's get back to the Gemara. This is all the first shot in the Taita. Shot number two now. Mishum Rabbiana Yamu, you got it? Just about halfway down, maybe a bit plus less. Mishum Rabbiana Yamu, a second shot in the Mishum. Shere, I tell you. Fela, my Koylu Sulai, whose ordinary rolls or loaves of a Taita, they were kosher. The Kabi Taita wasn't shafted. So mainly you couldn't eat it, you would have to destroy it. The Nishchai. Sha'abad HaZevach. The Taita is an animal, and the loaves, the 40 loaves. So Sha'abad HaZevach, the Zevach was worse. The Naiti Zevach Acher, the Nishchai. Let's bring another animal for the Taita and shafted. So Omar is the Taita of Zulachman. When he made his neder, he said, Harizu, that this is a taita and this is its bread and not any other animal's bread. Of the taita, baby taita. If you lost the lechem, you could bring different lechem. You lose the taita, no. My taita lechem glal taita, and taita glal lechem. The bread is a tuffle to the carbon. It's like the Gemara of Yisra Kinnu. Let's be taita. You could be taita kachin. So what do you mean by being taita? You could eat it. What do you do with the money? You have a problem with the money anyway. Tysus is bothered by this kasha. What do you gain by it? To Tysus aim at the end, at the end of Tysus. Tysus says, either you should be paid. And save the money, maybe you'll find the animal that was lost, you'll find it, and then you'll be able to use this money to buy lechem after Pesach. And you'll be marking this together with this taita. Or take the second shot, which is also an important idea, that you can pay the kachim or maishasheni that's worth $1,000 on one prusim. Like now when you go out to the store, you pay the maishasheni on a coin. Allah is, you can be paid the even shava meyamana on shava prusim. So mainly the fakir, you can be paid, they could be better off. And the kiddo look over. What you're going to do with the prusim, the fakir you would have done with the lachim. You have to destroy it. It's a lachim. It's tough. What? If you do maishasheni, then you throw it into the yam. Now we come to the third shot, which was up the second shot. Third shot in the Mishnah. That is tiger loaves, you shechted the carbon to tiger, nishpachadam, and the blood got spilled. You have to know, these are things you're not so familiar with, because it's kashim. You have two matirim in a carbon, shchita and zrika. Shechting the carbon is matir, is a lechem. When you have lechem, it's something called kishas gamin. Kedusha's Dhamma means what's Kaddish is the value. When you magic something, it has Kedusha's Dhamma. When you shecht it, it has Kedusha's Hagot. It gets a certain Kedusha that you can't be paid it anymore. When it has Kedusha's Dhamma, you can be paid it on money. When it has Kedusha's Hagot, you can't be paid it. When you shecht the carbon tiger, the carbon and the bread get Kedusha's Hagot. When Kamar, Kerebi, Dhamma, Rebi, Shnei, Devarim, Anakiri, Mailan, Zebel, Ezeh. That just shechita alone is maila. Maila means it brings it up to kedusha tzadok. So once it got kedusha tzadok, you can't be paid. You can't eat it either because the blood spilled out, and you don't have the zrika, which is a matir. The tanya kitzei atzeres ein mekashin et alachem elu b'shechita. Kitzei atzeres give kedusha tzadok to the lachnei b'shtei alachem of shvuas b'shechita. Okay, so shachta lishman v'zarta lishman kiddush. If you do both shchita and zrika lishma, it's kadosh. Halach. Shachta shalai lishma, v'zakas dama shalai lishma, and both shalai lishma, it's also good. And it's not good, but it's easy. Now if you do both of them shalai lishma, no kiddush halachem. It's easy, there's no kiddush and halachem. There's still kiddush at ha, dama. Shachta lishma, v'zakas dama shalai lishma, lechem kadosh v'ene kadosh. The very best. Rebbe says, if you shech the animal lishma, then the bread gets kiddush at ha. But if it did the Zerika Shalai Lishmai, it's not matter, you can't eat it. So it's called that Shech Mishnah Kol. So Eina Kaddish Chikeni is a Rebbe. The Rebbe of Shimon Aymer, Lailam Eina Kaddish Alechem Ashi Yishka Lishma Bizit Dama Lishma. So Pashi Rebbe Lazer Berg Shimon simple Pshat, that Kaddish Chagof requires both, Shchita and Zrika. The Gemara says, in this case, that's all the same Rebbe Lazer Berg Shimon. Hachab Amayah, Eina Kaddish Nisgabal Hadam Bikais, the quart of blood in a kais, the way it's supposed to, the Mishpach. And it got spilled out after you caught it. So the Lezer B'Shimah Sova like Abua, Dama Kala Imed Lizu Kizarek Dama. That means, Kala Imed Lizu Kizarek means, you're allowed to eat the meat of the carbon, or the lechem, as long as it's raw in Israel. You don't actually have to schmitz it down. I mean, you're missing the schmitz it down. But that's not the makir of the carbon, it's the fact that it's raw in Israel. Kala Imed Lizu Kizarek Dama, that's B'Shimah Shita. Even if it doesn't end up happening. It's a makir. Right, this right is a mark here. So Mela, you can have a case, even if it doesn't end up happening, it gets Kedush Tagot. It gets Kedush Tagot even if it doesn't end up happening. But if it's still there, then you can't actually eat it. That's what the Gemara says. You have a covered title which has Kedush Tagot, but you can't eat it. It got Kedush Tagot because it was right, this right. But if it's still there, you still can't touch him. I honestly don't know. You know, a good friend of mine, he's a Rebbe in Yeshiva in Queens, showed me a letter I wrote him when he was living in the United States when I was here. I wrote him, I think next year I'm going to start learning Kutchin. I said, yes, we knew. He was a Brisbane. He said, no. You know, it's like the letter is about 16, 17 years old. I told him, I'm still okay, next year I hope it's not coming. So I don't know, I honestly don't know. I have to review the Mishnah. Yes.
Did you have that time in
the day? Well, just because he's never coming, he can never be playing this
Mishnah. Does it matter how many
days? It will become nicer. Yes. Exactly, the quote of the third shot, the second shot, which was up. So it's like the third shot in the Mishnah, which is only the second one that's a Maskana. The Gemara has one more shot. Har Tana Mishum Rabbi Elazar Amru Kisheiro Sayu. Kisheiro Sayu. What's that? This shot. What's it Kisheiro Sayu? The Gemara leaves you guessing what's going on here. So the bottom places, without places, it would be hard to know. Rashi leaves us hanging for some reason. Or is it Kisheiro Sayu? So why they put it on the guy next to them? So the bottom places is necessary. Shahadi says that they put it on the guy next to them. And they took one down at the end of the fourth hour and ate it. They took one down at the end of the fifth hour and ate it. I think he comes to the fifth hour. Go to Rav Gamliel. He said, Shulma, you're allowed to eat the fifth hour. It wasn't kashim. So they took it down, not at this man, a minute before this man, enough time to eat it. And so they actually ate it according to this first chef. That's Rav Elazar. Kark Masha Yamanacha, it's Kalam Eichlin, Nitla Akhman and Taylin, Eichlin, Malay Sarkin. Mikla Shneya Mitzivu Kuman Sarsi. Tanya, Abishal Aymen, Shte Parais Hayu Choshes Bahara Mishra. There were two cows that would plow in Harazesim, called Masha Shteyam Choshes. When people saw the two of them plowing, Kolom Eichlin, they know he could eat Kron. Mikla Achat Mehen, one was removed, Taylin, Leichem, Leich Sarsi. Mikla Shneya Mitzivu Kolom Sarsi. Imagine the Machshavas Baran had some a piece of shot, why there's a machlokes to be cows or bread, but anyway, that's his shot. Yeah. So it seems that's not a big value to use it to advertise for a mitzvah. The interesting thing is that what's carbon title? Carbon of banks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine, a carbon of thanks, you could bring a whole year except for Pesach. Pesach is the yontif of Halal Vahidah. Isn't it a funny thing? Carbon Taizah, which is the carbon of things bang, you could bring a whole year, but it's not Pesach. It's a technical problem. It's funny, the Kodesh doesn't have that way. Right? Two banks, it's like something. There's an idea that's brought down in a few sparring. Why is it, Taka, that a a carbon tied to the dark gas chomet. What is dark? Why is there no chomet in the base? Maybe that chomet is somehow meramis to ra. Right? That's all the Sifrei Mashava on Pesach. Levar, a chomet, chomet somehow is the Zahara. Right? So chomet symbolizes death. So there's no chomet on Pesach. So why is the carbon tied to have death? Have chomet? Of all the carbonates, why is it? There's an idea that that when we thank Hashem for anything, the idea of the bracha is not only on the type, but there's an idea that a person has to say that even on the ra, he's also makir type. Right? What's Hashem brachas agayim? Agayim will chayav and type. You say bracha agayim. You mention chayav that you're a chayav. It says in Tshuva Nahasvi that why the minig is that when a woman gives birth, we don't bench gaimel. Why don't you bench gaimel? Giving birth is sakana, b'chal sha'amim. Why don't you give birth? He says, no. The idea of a karbet taida is chayogim taida. So that there's ra, and a chalpikei, the Kodesh Baruch Hu saves the birth. A yeledet, it's a mitzvah. There's no tzad ra. She didn't become sikhus of her. That's why. There's no tzad ra in a yeledet, so that's why. That's like katanim. How come katanim don't bench gaimel? The mechanic them in everything. Why does the katan go up to take a tire of it? Then they get an aliyah. Go up and bench gaimel. Same thing, because the gaimel is chayav in tzad. It has to be a tzad chay. The chomet in the carbon tzad is maran is to being thankful even to something bad that happens to a person. Even the tzadchayv of a person. A person has to be makir, has to be paddling dog. Even something which seems bad, is a person has to get thankful. Pesach is supposed to be yom tif where people see that everything is good. And so just to tell you on that, paddling dog, two things. One is you give thanks that Hashem did something good to you. And one is the haidah, you buy the oikha Hashem, oikha yani sani. By healing Yeshua. Yeah, he's done. Even on the bed, he can do that. It's a dog. The Pesach is supposed to be how they do. Even on the Marah, a person is supposed to see the good. The idea that there's no carbon tide on Pesach is different banks. There are two levels of banks. The simple level of thank you is bad things happen to me, not what he can and praise Hashem. The higher level, that's to get an example, you know, it's like somebody gets a flat on the highway. A bad thing, right? You get a flat, you start changing the tire. Someone stops and he helps you, right? And then you get to know him, and then you're marrying his daughter. So eventually, you say hallel on the flat. You say haidah on the flat. You know, good, hopefully you're happy. And, you know, you say haidah on the flat. You don't see. So hallel is when you don't see the good thing of getting a flat. That's hallel. Chayav and taidah. That's taidah. So it's like Hashem on the rat, on the taidah. You know, you don't see it. Chayav and taidah. Pesach is a higher level. It's when you already see why you got the flag, you know. If you had a Mitzrayim, you're supposed to bank on the Tzayim and on the Rav, it's same way. Well, Kapanim, this is the end of the road for today. I would like, we have Chazar now from Daf Tes. I'd like everyone to please put in the effort, don't waste the rest of the week. We're going to have Chazar. Try to do, you have to read the Daf a day. First, go through a Gemara Shitaisu. Depending on how much time you have to go, try to go through whatever you see as you study to be. The amount of time you put into it, that's what you get from it. The Chazar. So put in the time, put in the effort. Please don't waste your time. And we'll do Chazar over the next over the rest of the week. Okay, please, it shouldn't be vacation. I think we should have a Chazar Shir at 12 o'clock every day. You know why we should have a Chazar Shir? Keeps me honest. I'm going to have to chazer also, otherwise I could lay behind. All right, so Mr. Shem, 12 o'clock, we'll have a few days. Sure, I'm going to stop at a time.